Wednesdays, we talk technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani, who's a little bit under the weather, but he's joining us nonetheless. How you doing, mate?
I'm really well, mate. How are you?
No, I'm much better than you sound, if I can put it that way.
I'll do my best.
All right. Today, we're going to have a chat about a new security camera. What's a smart security camera, for that matter?
Yeah, look, this is interesting. It's from a company called Arlo, and I've actually got a number of their security cameras around the home. But if you've got an area or even an item that you need to be providing, you know, security coverage to, where there's no Wi-Fi available and there's potentially not even power available, then this new camera from them makes sense. It actually has 4G built in. It's the Arlo Go 2, and you might have a yacht that sits in the harbour that you want to pay attention to. You could mount that camera and connect to it and watch it and check in on your asset at any point in time. And, you know, for a lot of people, a remote camera could make a lot of sense.
With the power, though, how long does the battery last?
You've at least got 30 days. It always depends on how you set these cameras up to monitor movement. Do you want a notification every time there's motion or just when there's a person visible or something like that? So setting that up can really help tweak your battery life, but you should expect 30 days between charges.
It's not bad. I think if you did put it on a boat, you would expect a phone call fairly regularly, if that's the case.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah. Now, you've been testing a new mouse.
Look, I am, and who would have thought the mouse needed to be changed? It has literally been tipped on its side. So if you have a normal mouse, imagine tipping it to the right, and all of the buttons become, you know, facing outwards. And it's almost quite strange, but it feels very natural. You know, when you put your hand on the desk, you don't normally put it down flat. You actually put it down sideways. And that's exactly how your mouse fits into your hand in this sense. And I've gotten used to it over about a week, but at the same time, I'm kind of still looking at my other mouse thinking I probably will go back after a little while.
Who makes this?
It's from a company called Logitech. This is called the Vertical Ergonomic Mouse. And I guess it's ergonomic. I think the biggest thing for me is my fingers feel more relaxed at the end of the day because I do spend all day on the computer. I feel like it's less strain on my fingers overall.
Is it wireless?
Yeah, completely wireless mouse. It still has a scroll wheel and has little clickers for forward and backwards as well. It's a really nice mouse. You just have to really invest the time to get used to using it to make the benefit come to life.
Sounds like Logitech might have come up with a bit of a gimmick just for, you know, just for interest's sake. Why not try putting the mouse on its side for a while?
Exactly.
Last but not least, Panasonic have got a new microwave. What's exciting about it?
Look, I mean, it's hard to get excited about microwaves, but what if you could talk to it? And, you know, the new microwave from Panasonic will work with Amazon Alexa, and that means that you'll be able to ask your smart speakers to set timers or cooking modes on the microwave. So basically, before you've even walked up to it and opened the door, you could be hammering your command through voice at the microwave and getting it ready to go. So if you don't like touching the buttons, you don't like figuring out how to program a microwave, you just talk to it. And for me, I only press the button to just give me 1 minute on high. So for me, it's a bit of a weird one to understand. I don't use the other buttons on the microwave, but I could now just talk to it and say, give me 30 seconds.
Mate, there's two functions that microwave would get. One of them is exactly the one that you just said. The other one is, can you reset the clock after the blackout, please?
If it means that this internet-connected microwave automatically changes with daylight savings, it's immediately worth it. I need to make sure that the time will automatically adjust because you're right, that is such a hassle.
Yeah, it's really annoying to have to make an adjustment for an hour for an entire 6 months, isn't it?
It is. And look, as an IT guy, I remember as a junior, I used to get called into the kitchen to fix the microwaves every time daylight savings changed because they thought it was an IT support problem.
That is going to be in our office from now on. Thank you for that. Jeff Quattromani, some great stuff there. Mate, thank you very much. Hope you're feeling better soon and we'll catch up again next week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.